This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, start from scratch.
Here we go again, gang.
Damn it, Bobby. You gave me a sandwich with too much sugar.
For me, I really like cold.
Did I hear somebody say Scooby Snack?
Huh? What's monkey stuff?
She's going to try to stop me. And she can't wear no
scooties.
Love.
Thank you.
It's good for me.
What do you like about sports?
She's the queen, and we're the sorry.
My favorite skateboard trick. It's a 180 because when I go into a room and see Rod Barry, I do a 180 and get the heck out of there.
Hi, gang, for the second time. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Clay Tatum. We just recorded for about, or I would say we didn't record for about
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
I forgot. What was the story? Did you forget or did it?
No, break? I pressed the record button and maybe I didn't press it hard enough because I have a clear memory of.
Oh yeah, Clay has weak finger right now because his finger almost fell off the other day.
Well, because he's been practicing guitar.
Well, he's been practicing my wiping.
And it sounds like a clean. Clay, your finger almost fell off.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, fucking don't even want to talk about that, but yeah, my finger almost fell
off. Oh, you don't
want
to talk about it? We can
skip. I mean, no. I'll talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it?
Because it's triggering, dude.
The other day, dude, we were skating. Clay was hopping over a fence, and his ring on his finger got stuck.
Oh, see, now, right, yeah, got
that's
stuck.
That's nasty.
Okay, well, then we don't got to talk. But that's how a lot of people lose their finger like that. Clay was lucky because his ring flung
well,
off.
Well, no, what happened was...
Because he had just been eating a hot dog.
We were looking for...
His hand was all lubed with mustard.
I already hopped the fence. We were looking for a place to
put this ramp in.
And so when I climbed on the fence to look if there was an entry point, and then I hopped down. But since I hopped down vertically, just one direction, like the band, there was no bending in my finger, so it was a clean ripoff.
And you'd just been eating hot dogs, so you had grease on your finger.
Oh, big time. Yeah. And you know, I like to inspect the hot dog.
Oh, and you had to lick every bit of hot dog off that finger.
Oh, big time. Mm-hmm.
And his ring flung across the... out of the picture, and then I was on the other side, and then me and Clay were looking for the ring.
And you know what? The craziest thing did happen.
What?
We couldn't find it, and it was because it ended up in my asshole.
Somehow. The ring was in your asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I told him, he's like, I can't find it anywhere. I'm screwed. Right. My wife's gonna be so mad. I said, did you check your asshole? He said, no, I didn't. That. And then he sort of squeezed around.
Look at my
and there
ring.
It was.
There's a chip in my ring now.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the acid from his asshole.
Because the acid from his asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that asshole.
That's how he found his ring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway, so here's.
So what did we talk about before?
Okay, well, let's go through it.
Can I try to do the same jokes?
Sure. Okay, so we are a band for the next two.
Clay, Wit, and Butter are a band.
Rod, you're part of the band.
No, I'm part of the selling the merch.
Yeah, no, you're
but you're
going to
be on stage.
No, you're part of my band.
What band?
Clay Tatum and the Whitmer Thomases.
Oh, yeah. The band is called Clay Tatum and the Whitmer Thomases.
I thought the band was called Whitmer Thomas and the American Arts and Culture Review.
Well, tell that to my merch.
American Arts and Culture Review podcast band.
How much merch should I? Because I'll make.
I'd say
make
7,000 shirts.
Can I fit that on our Spirited flight?
You'll have to get it mailed. Okay. Make 10,000 just to be sure.
Okay.
Okay, so our tour starts on the 19th of January in New York City at the Racket. There's still tickets available for this show. Okay, so get tickets. Then the next show that still has tickets
left. That's in Manhattan?
I think it's in Manhattan. Next ticket show with tickets is in Portland, Maine.
No, you skipped one. You skipped but that one. That
has tickets. We're in Williamsburg the next day, but that's sold
and
out.
I'd said a joke about a pizza and riding a skateboard.
On the 21st. Oh, right, sorry. We will be playing in Williamsburg. It's sold out.
Yeah. So if you're a big fan of graffiti of a pizza riding a skateboard, you're going to miss out.
Yeah, or
unless you already got tickets.
If you're a huge fan of Invaders from Planet Mars.
Yeah, so I don't. Yeah, we can't do these jokes again.
Or
why not?
They just don't, they hit.
They didn't hear them.
I know, but they just hit. We're not confident because we know what's coming.
This is what it's like to do stand up every single night.
Yeah.
Okay. So
this is why you should just make it up every time you do stand up. Just something, whatever comes to your mind.
That's what the ones who are really good do.
That is true. Have you ever seen Rory Scovel do his improv stand up? It's hilarious.
I do love Rory.
Okay, so then we'll be in Portland, Maine on the 21st at Space Gallery.
Yeah, Portlandia, put a burn on it.
Yeah. Then we'll be in Woodstock, New York on the 22nd at Levon Helm Studios. The band. You remember the band, Clay?
Is he alive and well? I hope he gets out of that well.
He's alive.
He's alive, yeah. Do you remember the band?
What band?
There you go. That's what I was hoping you'd say.
Just trying to get it out of you.
All right, then we'll be in Troy, New York. I think it's called No Fun, but it's sold out.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, everyone.
Then we'll be in Brattleboro, Vermont at the Stone Church on the 25th of January.
Place for us to pray.
Which is exciting because we'll finally be able to pray. Yeah. And that show, we will only be playing one song. We'll be mostly praying.
And on stage, we're going to pray for the first time.
Yeah. And it will be sincere.
Lead the audience in prayer.
Then we'll be in Cambridge, Massachusetts at the Sinclair on the 26th and 27th.
And that's Baston.
And that's both sold out.
And that's
out.
In Baston, where Matt Damon and the gang are from. And it's sold out, so you can't go to those shows. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Then we'll You're be not in allowed in to Hattiesburg, see Clay Tatum and the Whitman Thomases.
No.
Harrisburg.
Sorry. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania at HMAC on the 28th.
Have we done anything for that yet?
Harrisburg? No, that one's new. Harrisburg is new.
Oh, is that where they do the Harrisburg Address?
Hope so.
Talking about the Gettysburg Address?
That's where they did the Harrisburg Address, right?
No, is it? I mean, I'm sure they have.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Well, that night, we'll be reciting the Harrisburg Address.
And that's where Honest Abe did his address, right?
Four score and 7 years ago. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and then we'll be on the 29th in Washington, D.C.
Seems like you had a four score joke that you stopped doing. I saw you say
four score. What is this? Clay's test grade in high school? Because how stupid
four
he is.
Score?
You had a four on a test.
You got a four on a test.
How stupid you are.
Out of how many?
100? Yeah, tell me.
That'd be really bad,
what
Clay.
The hell?
You're stupid. Clay, you are stupid. You know you're stupid.
I'm not. Can I tell you something?
What?
I feel attacked.
Why?
I want to do a roast where I get up on stage and I go, I simply feel attacked. What's wrong with you guys?
You guys are messed up.
A lot of you guys I thought were my friends.
Why would you say this stuff?
Shaq, you're not my friend.
Then we'll be in Washington, D.C. to close it out at the 9:30 Club.
Punk rock style.
And we're flying in the White House, right?
Fugazi's going to be there.
Yeah. And then we'll all find time to drive from Washington, D.C. to Atlantic City to hit the casino.
Some of these towns, they have casinos there. Philadelphia has a casino.
Well, we're not going to Philadelphia.
But I mean, like, there's like, I think you can maybe look around and maybe find a casino.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's see. It's only a 5-hour drive, so that's what we'll be doing.
That's a big drive.
No, man, we'll be doing that. Because remember last time at the end of my tour?
Yeah, you did make a lot of money.
Well, I guess we could just come back to L.A. and go straight to Morongo.
Go straight to Morongo. I think that's a good idea, too.
What's the last day of the tour?
The
29th. In Washington. So get tickets for that. It'll be fun. Rod will be there, and so will Clay, and so will Bud.
Well, yeah, the Clay Tatum and the Whitmer Thomas.
And Witt's
gonna
also going to be there, too.
I'll be there. And I believe we'll be playing the hits.
And Slaughter Beach Dog will be there.
Slaughter Beach Dog will be there, and...
Slaughter Beach Dog?
Slaughter Beach Dog.
Slaughter Beach Dog.
Yeah.
Slaughter Beach? Wait. Dog.
Yep.
And so get tickets for those shows.
So we'll probably be flying out the 30th?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Unless we hit it big in Atlantic City.
Then we'll never fly out.
Stay for the week. Did you stay a week in Atlantic City for free?
Not then.
I don't think so.
Why?
I think I'd have to come home.
Why?
I just don't know. I think, well, we're already going to be gone for basically 2 weeks.
No, not just in general.
Yeah, I guess I would.
What about you, Clay?
What did you ask me?
Would you stay for free in Atlantic City for a week?
Yeah. When?
Anytime.
Tomorrow?
Sure.
I got busy.
Oh.
I got stuff.
You need to clear your schedule.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, I shouldn't be saying it, but secret agent stuff.
You're a secret agent?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Sometimes they give me a watch that has like a little like a GPS on it.
And you got to sneak in somewhere?
I have to sneak into a headquarter.
Like an Apple Watch?
And I have to, what?
Like an Apple Watch?
He doesn't mess with that stuff.
I don't mess with that stuff. And then I go.
Banana.
And then I go.
Banana watch.
And then, yeah, but Banana Republic.
Okay.
And then I sit go. Down. Just don't.
I won't. Sorry. Okay. I crossed the line.
And then I go into there and I get the goods and I come back and I bring it back to the real president.
Like the jewels. Or, right. You work for Donald Trump.
The real president?
The real president. He's a secret president, and I'm part of the Secret Service.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
Trump is actually the president. Actually, the president. Biden is not the real president.
Yeah.
What's he doing then?
He's just a guy that is a president to remind you of your grandpa.
Yeah.
So people feel like, well, you know what I mean?
I do like my grandpa.
Because Donald Trump is also a secret. He's part of the Secret Service, too. He's a secret agent. And so he needs a low profile, which is why...
He can't be president.
He rigged the last election.
He can't be the TV president anymore.
Yeah. So
he can't be TV's Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's got to be a different kind of president, a secret president.
Isn't it crazy that I was joking and Rod was agreeing with me the whole time?
Rod's messed up.
You were winking at me the whole time.
Yeah. I was going to ask, bling.
You've been joking?
Yeah. And I was like, Donald Trump. Can I tell you what I want the episode to be?
People kind of...
What?
Rod, don't interrupt me ever again.
I just want to say people do come to this podcast for news.
That's true.
That's true. It rained yesterday.
Hard.
So, thanks for checking in on the news. We'll be back tomorrow with today's news.
Okay. We'll be back next week with today's
news. And you know what I want to do with this episode?
What?
I'm talking about that Megan movie. But I don't want it spoiled. And I want Rod to tell us what happened in the movie without spoiling it.
No spoilers.
And if he spoils it, then we have to
reprimand him
financially and physically.
Okay, right. But can I ask what would be considered a spoiler? Like
what had like something that happened something in that the was interesting, something that happened in the movie that you would enjoy. And if you hear it here, you wouldn't enjoy it as much as if you saw it.
Okay. All right, I think I could do this.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so you want me to just tell people how it starts?
Let's see.
Okay, it starts and the two parents are driving the car.
That's not how it starts. It starts with me getting to the Americana.
Yep.
Right. It starts. Everyone is getting to the Americana. We're all excited to see the movie.
Yeah, that's how I remember the night starting.
And then we all get our snacks.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Which line?
I'm in the premiere line because I'm a I pay for that
sounds
that good.
Me too. That sounds nice.
And I got
I'm not.
And I got a pretzel.
Might do my line. About four people was in my line. About five people were in the other line. My line, snail pace.
Oh yeah, I remember looking at you.
I was there for what felt like an hour.
You're probably there for a good 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I got pretzel bites.
And how long did that take you?
Took 20 minutes for him to give them to me.
Takes a long time.
And it was a mistake. I don't like that. Never doing that again.
I don't think you like pretzel.
I got beer from the bar.
I like pretzel, especially if there's no hot dog in there.
Sorry, but you don't like the bites.
No. What are you saying, Clay?
I got beer from the bar, and then I got Sour Patch Kids.
Did you bring the beer into the theater?
Yeah, King.
That's nice. I got a nerd cluster.
I love that.
That's awesome.
I love that so much.
Okay, so we all sit down in the theater. Mm-hmm. We plop our asses into those seats.
We're all in different spots. And then we start watching movie trailers.
Yep. Yeah.
And I don't remember any of the movie trailers.
I don't either. Mm-mm. I don't remember a single trailer.
There must be
a, there's 30 minutes of trailers.
They do a lot of trailers at the AMC.
That's crazy. I don't remember one.
I do. I remember one.
Who?
M. Night Shyamalan. They have to kill someone.
I do want to see that M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give him another shot.
Okay. Yeah.
I do it every time.
Okay. I want to see that movie, and I did not want to see Old, and that's why I didn't see Old.
Yeah.
So.
I thought Old.
Do what you want. Do what you will with that knowledge.
Mm-hmm. That movie looks good, though.
So we're seeing the Midnight. Did we ever think about that?
Yeah, let's think crazy. About that for a second.
This doesn't seem right.
You think that's what he's getting at?
Scary little movies.
Yeah.
That's weird. He's cool.
So at this point, I'm almost done with my gummies. Don't you hate that?
Hate it. I try not to eat until I've been watching trailers for 20 minutes.
The worst is when I have the big thing of popcorn.
Yeah.
And I've eaten so much popcorn, and it's just like the nastiest thing at the bottom.
Dude, that's my memory of...
Rod, that's your penis is what you're talking about.
In the little hole.
He does it for himself.
You sometimes forget that you're supposed to get somebody to invite somebody to have some popcorn, and you end up accidentally jacking yourself off.
Yeah, I just am like, what is this nasty bit down here?
I don't remember putting this in there.
Nasty bit, but down here. That's an overcooked kernel. Is what
Man,
that
my
is.
Nerd's rope is weird.
I gotta talk to them about the nasty bits in here.
I remember being a kid and
what if? Can I say something What's before up? You start this tirade that you're about to go on?
Okay.
What if you saw me in a movie theater and I had Sour Patch Kids box with my penis hanging out?
And your tongue was sticking out like you were being sneaky?
You know, shh.
I remember...
And I'm next to the Queen of England.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, and I'm wearing a...
She's dead.
I'm wearing a traffic cone for a hat.
That'd be awful.
And when Dude, I'm this wearing would be a random. Mr. T t-shirt.
This would literally be random.
You know I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Can I say what I was going to say?
About popcorn?
Do you remember being younger, eating popcorn?
Yeah, I remember yesterday.
At a movie theater, and it tasting different? Like, it was hot popcorn? Like, popcorn has gotten colder, am I right?
Yeah, I think maybe...
Is there a new system with popcorn?
I think they maybe let the popcorn stand a little bit longer. I think popcorn used to be so cheap that they would just like throw it away every hour.
Yeah.
Right.
And now they probably just let it stand.
I'm not a big popcorn at the movie theater kind of guy, but I love popcorn at the house.
I'm not allowed to have popcorn, so none of this is relatable.
Sorry. Okay, we'll move on then.
I mean, just speed it up. You don't have to end it now. Just hurry it up.
I mean, I get it still, but I don't really like it as much as I used to. And that's, I guess, the end of it.
Interesting. I love nachos, but, you know, classic goes away too fast.
You know what I like?
Huh.
What I don't like?
What's up?
That tongue feeling you get after eating a lot of salty popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get the kernels in your teeth?
We hate that.
Yeah.
We hate that.
Where are we at in the movie?
We're about to get to Nicole Kidman.
Oh, boy.
I've
already went off on this one on the podcast.
Nicole Kidman comes out and everybody's cheering. Everyone's so excited.
Clay's pissed off.
I'm pissed off. And Clay's sitting there. We're done with this. We don't need to do this anymore. But listen, I understand. I'm not the type of guy that loves the...
Are we still allowed to enjoy it?
Well, Clay is...
You enjoy it on your own time.
Clay doesn't like seeing movies where the crowd is excited.
Right.
Would you say that?
Yes.
You don't like... to go and enjoy the film with...
I don't like people sitting too close to me.
With a crowd like who's, like, amped up to see
I don't like
the
people
film.
Laughing at an inside joke that we all know about. So...
Right.
Right. You don't.
But you also... You don't like going to screenings of old movies because people are too excited to see that movie.
And sometimes they fucking show it on film, and the film's older than my dad, and it's, like, all reddish-looking...
Or got too many scratches and
you would
scratches.
Prefer to be the only person in the movie
I'm like,
theater.
Is there not a 4K DCP y'all can't throw up on
right.
here?
Right. You don't want your experience to be influenced by anything. Right. Is that what you would... Is that how... Like, but don't you remember when we saw
sit down. Come on.
Don't you remember when we saw I Am Legend and they did the Dark Knight thing?
I mean, that's nice. I was there to see. I was there to see Jokey.
Would you prefer to be alone in that theater?
I prefer they release that on YouTube, so I don't have to sit through He Is Legend.
I am Legend. I am Legend. He Is Legend is the great band.
It's a Christian hardcore band from our childhood.
Yes.
Who wrote a song called Seduction or something? That's, I actually would still listen to. I like that song.
Is it on Spotify?
No, yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Okay, so Nicole Kidman, she goes through a whole thing.
Oh, boy.
Movie starts.
Yeah.
Now we're at the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We got the little girl. I don't know her name.
I think it's like Scrammer.
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 Wait. Maybe it's Florf?
I think it was Lil Thang.
Little Thing, yeah.
Little Thing, she's in the back of the car playing with her new... Oh, wait, I forgot the beginning.
Okay.
Because it starts with they advertise a little toy. Hmm. It's like a Furby, but it's like
Can I say something?
What?
I didn't like that. Made me want to get up and buy the toy.
Yep. Which is a thing with
commercials for me. Uh-huh. I can't watch a damn TV show because every time I see a commercial...
You see a commercial, you want to buy the toy.
Well, damn, now I hope KB Toys is open so we can go...
So you start with the commercial of the
Flurby
toy,
or whatever it's called.
And then Lil Thang is in the car. She playing with
the
toy.
I don't like it when Rod says it.
No.
Lil Thang?
It's weird when you say it.
I'm sorry. But that's her name.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
She's playing with a toy, and her parents are driving in a snowstorm. Mm-hmm. And they look at the hotel, and they're like, we're almost to the hotel. And I was like, is that the Overlook Hotel?
Yeah, where are y'all going? Hope they watch out for The Shining.
Yeah, I thought it was the Overlook Hotel.
What?
That was really good.
Thanks.
And then they get in a car accident. Her parents die.
Spoiler.
Is Thanks, Rod.
Can
hitting
I say,
you.
Can I say this?
I hit Rod.
That was a $5 fine that you got, Rod.
It's $5?
Yep.
I said physically and financially we're going to affect you. This is how I would say it. They're in the car and then something happened.
Yeah.
Okay,
Could be anything.
I'll try to do that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Get stuck. Wheel falls off.
Something happens.
So something happens.
Something happens, or something didn't happen.
Well, I didn't say I didn't say exactly what happened.
I remember. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
They get in an accident.
They get in a car accident.
Okay. Then what happens?
What are you missing? What are you leaving out?
But what exactly happened?
You can say it. How did they actually get in an accident?
They got crushed like Jeremy Renner.
What?
Oh, is that how he is?
Crushed like
he
Jeremy.
He wasn't in a car, though, was he?
No, he wasn't.
What happened to Jeremy Renner?
He got fucking snowplowed.
He was like, he has a personal snowplow.
Wait, he was in the snowplow?
I think he got out of the snowplow for some reason, but he didn't park it correctly.
Why is this happening? It slid on the ice. Come on.
Wait, Jeremy Renner?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
A couple weeks ago.
Is he okay?
What do you do on the internet?
He was like a hospital.
I know you're on the internet. I need to know what you're doing.
I don't look at it, and I don't think I look at it as much as y'all.
I need to figure out what you're doing.
But how do you not know about Jeremy Renner?
I haven't heard Jeremy Renner's name in a year, at least.
You got to get on your Renner app.
Yeah.
Damn, Jeremy Renner?
Yeah, he was doing his personal snow. So anyway, they got crushed by a snowplow, their parents.
Rod!
That's another $5. We're up to $10 now.
And two hits.
And then, of course, what happens is if your parents both die, you got to go move in with your aunt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I knew that.
We all know that.
Yeah.
And your aunt is like, why would I want her
That's a life spoiler, but I'm going to let that pass.
Why would I want the little girl to live with her grandparents when she can live with me, her aunt, who doesn't like her?
Yeah. That was weird, right?
Her aunt, who is a busy person who has no interest in a family.
Yeah, no interest in anything.
Don't even mention the grandparents. That's what I kept thinking. It's like, yeah, that girl needs to be with the grandparents.
If they want her, they should have her. There's no reason for
this. Was there a thing? Well, they set up as if, like, where they're setting up the grandparents as in, like, hey, you need to get your life in order for this kid.
Or else she's going to go to the grandparents.
But they never do that.
No.
That's never a tension in the movie.
Right.
Because the other tension in the movie has already started.
Yeah.
Right. Because she had been working on a little special doll.
You should have just said, hey, if you don't do it, we're taking this kid to an orphanage because there's no one else to pass.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you got to go to foster home.
Yeah.
But I think that's too much like Child's Play.
Is that what happens in Child's Play?
Mm-hmm.
Just let it. Part two. Hey, we don't all remember Child's Play. Just do it.
I really don't remember Child's Play at all.
Part two of Child's Play is he's now foster care.
Oh, because Chucky killed his parents?
No, because Chucky wreaked havoc on the everybody, and the mom now is seen as a psychopath.
Yeah.
Oh. Because she remembers this doll.
And the Chucky doll.
So the mom is in the mental institution.
She's like bouncing on her butt with her, hitting herself with a rubber
mallet. She got a little rubber mallet.
So what happens next, Rush?
She's building a robot. And her boss.
It's a toy.
It's a toy, but it's also a big robot.
Well, they keep making sure to say the word toy.
Yes.
She works at a toy store.
She works at a toy company. Where they make the little toy from the advertisement at the beginning of the film.
The Flurfy.
The Flurfy. Which is just like a Furby, but it has an ugly little mouth.
With little teeth.
Yeah, I like that. Little gums.
Yeah.
And it poops.
And it shits.
Yeah.
I think some of these toys used to shit. Am I wrong?
Some toys did used to shit, yeah.
Yeah.
But she put the machine learning in it, and it's actually a very expensive toy.
I found an old video of Rod's mom at a toy store.
Yeah.
When we play it.
Yeah.
Okay, click. Hi, gang. I'm Rod's mom. Where's the shitting toy aisle? For some reason, my kid, that's the only toys he likes to play with.
It's right over there.
Okay, thank you.
In the 90s, there used to just be a whole
aisle. Wait, who's this? Who's talking?
Is that God?
God, are you there?
Why are you laughing, God?
I'm sorry. Go back to buying the toy.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's a dog that shits. Maybe Rod will like this.
This is Rod. Talking. Okay. Do you have a version that's a human
shitting? A human shitting?
Yeah.
Let me ask the guy. Excuse me, sir?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do this. My son looking for a toy of a human that poops. Do you have that?
Yeah, we do.
Y'all sell that?
Yeah, this is Rod talking. Do you have one that's like about my age? About my size too.
How old are you, kid?
I'm 7.
Okay, can I talk to the mom real quick over here?
Sure.
Hey, you know what we sell, too?
What's that?
We sell little dog cages. And I think this would be perfect for your sicko son.
You want to lock my son in a dog cage?
The way he's talking, the toys that he's interested in, we do sell them. We sell kids that poop. But I just don't feel the way he just talked to me. I'm scared.
Yeah.
So, listen. Hey, this is your sicko son. I'm making my recommendations, which are put the vial thing in a dog carrier.
Yeah.
And just hope for the best.
Uh huh. Lock him up.
Or buy the child shitting toy.
Okay. How about when we meet in the middle?
Okay.
I get the toy, let my son get his fix, and then I lock him up.
All right. That's going to be about $2.50.
You got it.
$2.50.
Okay. Got it.
Paying in cash?
Yep.
All right. That'd be $1
actually,
bills.
Actually, do you have a website?
Yeah.
All right. Do you take money order?
MrTicklerToys.com.
Yeah.
I do take money orders.
Okay, so I'm going to go home and mail you that. That yeah. way it'll get
just take them. The you could take them.
I can training. Take it for yeah, free yeah. right now.
No, you can take it.
And I ain't got a promise to send you a money order.
Yeah, pinky promise.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Ooh, we got a good grip on you.
Oh yeah.
What are you doing later?
I was hoping I could jack somebody off.
Oh, your son's coming back.
All right.
All right. Later.
See you later, or just saying goodbye.
My name's Daniel. Daniel Tosh.
My name is Sarah. Sarah Berry.
Yep.
Sarah Berry. My last name is Alice. Sarah Berry Alice.
My name's Todd Berry. Forgot already my name. My name's Todd Berry.
Your name is Daniel Tosh.
My name is Daniel Tosh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Tosh.0.
I can't wait to hang out.
Right. Click. How long was that clip?
That was a really weirdly long.
It's a weird clip, and at one point, my mom's voice does change.
Yeah, well, all women are different. I learned that through books about
voice women. Changed when she heard the truth about her son being a sicko. Where are we at in this movie?
We've kind of just barely started, really.
Oh, boy.
So she was building a toy, and the toy's head exploded, and her boss was pissed because they spent $100,000 on
the toy. We've all been there.
We all been there, yeah.
And she, he said, "Hey, go work on the Furby doll."
Mm-hmm.
Who is the boss?
I don't remember his name.
The actor?
Yeah.
Ronnie, I think it's Ronnie Chang, perhaps.
And he's pissed off. And then they, so you think, oh, okay, so Megan's already done. There's no way we're coming back to that. Because she built the Megan.
I was standing up, too, expecting the credits.
Yeah, because I kind of was like, "Why? Well, if it didn't work, it didn't work. They're going to move on." And then all of a sudden, she has to raise her niece.
Yeah,
and she actually hates that. She doesn't want to do it. She thinks it sucks. It's boring.
Mm.
And she kind of makes it clear in the movie that she thinks it's boring and it sucks.
She's kind of a control freak.
Yeah, and she's like, "Don't play with my little my collectibles
that rolls around."
Yeah, don't. That's not how you play with the collectible.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she gets an idea.
Right.
She's going to build the Megan for her niece.
Yeah.
And then Megan will be her best friend, and then she could do her own shit.
She can do whatever she wants.
Can I say something? I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit.
What's up?
Remember when she eventually did play with the toy?
Mm-hmm.
She ripped the box in half?
Yeah, I saw that. There's a moment where a therapist comes through and is like, "Open the toy and play with it." And she, "Oh, yeah, I can do that. No big deal," even though she clearly doesn't want to. Then she rips the box like a baby who's trying to figure out how to use her hands.
Yeah, like a baby trying to get into a banana.
Yeah, you can just like easily just kind of carefully
open it. It has a way to be opened. Yeah.
You can carefully open it, and I'm sure nothing's going to happen to it to where you can place it back into the box.
No, yeah. I think she's so pissed that she has to play with her collectible.
That's a spoiler. Hit you.
That's a spoiler.
Okay, how much money is you?
$15 in that. So 15 plus 10, that's, you're at $25, Rod, that you owe.
15 plus 10?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it goes up every time?
Better be careful.
No, it's like the severity of the...
That was messed up what you said.
That was a
we're,
messed up
we're getting
spoiler?
Longer, we're getting farther into the movie, which means the spoilers are more severe.
Right.
Which means you're going to pay a prettier penny.
Yeah, you're messed
up. You really
up.
Don't have that much money.
Well, you better have $25.
So far, better be careful.
Okay, so I think I got it. I think, okay. Where was I? Where did I leave off? She played with a toy.
I jumped ahead a little bit, but...
But anyway, so she plays with a toy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the therapist is there, and she, I don't remember exactly what happens. But anyway, at some point, she decides to build the Megan for her, and it maybe takes her 20 minutes to build a Megan in her
Dude,
house.
Dude, someone should build me a Megan, a fucking Megan Fox.
Dude, that would be so sick.
That'd be awesome.
Dude, I...
What would you do to it?
We'd hang out.
Okay.
We'd watch.
I would kiss it.
We watch Transformers.
I was single.
Right.
I have a girlfriend, so we just watch Transformers.
I'm a married man, so I'm not fucking it at all.
But if you're single, would you kiss it?
I'm not kissing it. I'm not fucking it. I'm a married man.
Yeah. Same.
So
I respect that.
I respect that.
You build a Megan Fox for me? I'm not fucking it.
I get nothing from that.
Mm-mm.
Well, you can hang out and you can talk about Transformers.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
That's a gateway to fucking it.
Yep.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
If it was built for me,
a guy like Clay, that's a gateway.
That's a gateway.
You didn't know Clay back when he was single. He was slamming all the slop in this town.
I do remember. I actually do remember Clay when he was single.
I have a video
he was
of me.
Slamming
I have,
the slop.
I have me a video that I would like to show you me slopping. Would you guys care to watch it?
He don't care what kind of slop. He's slamming that slop.
Here's some slop. Here you go. Rod, keep your
eyes
open.
See my good friend slopping.
Yeah. Slow slop slamming.
Right, big time. This is after about two Heinekens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he can...
Mm-hmm. And that's how you slop it? Wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff,
my
man.
To be clear, that's him... someone smacking his ass.
Well, back when he was single, his ass was wet.
He had that wet ass.
I'm wearing suspenders. I'm wearing like a onesie type.
And you have that little hat with a propeller on it.
And I don't know if you heard it, but I was holding a big lolly that fell after a big spank.
Yeah. And then what happens, Rod?
She builds a Megan.
Yeah.
She builds the Megan for her in her home.
It takes about, what, like 30, 45 minutes for her to do that?
Yeah. It doesn't take her much time at all. It's good to go.
Yeah.
And she shows her other robot that she built a long time ago. And that's going to come into play later.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind of a bit of a spoiler when you say.
Ow.
Let me see. I would say $20 now. Where are we at now?
$45?
$45?
Yeah.
What? He'll make Whit do this.
All right, pal.
Okay, so then...
I'm donating it to my foundation.
The Tatum?
Megan and...
Children with Beards.
Children with Beards?
Yeah.
Megan and Lil Thang.
And I would like to say, a lot of these people in this foundation of mine, full-grown adults that have been lying to me.
That's messed up.
And you're still giving them money?
Give them cold hard cash every day.
You have boundary issues.
Well, I want to do something for the kids.
But they're not kids. They're grown.
Oh, I learned. Well, now I know that.
They're grown men with their shoes on their knees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's that guy's name?
The golf guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is his name Dorf?
Yeah, Dorf. I don't know. It was like Dorf.
Golf with Dorf?
Not a very creative name.
No. It's weird that you could sell that as a VHS.
Dude, it's a different time. It really was. It was easy to entertain people.
It's also weird that Ernest could exist.
Remember that video that was like comedy that was too edgy for TV?
No. Was it an infomercial?
I don't know that.
Kind of
it was an infomercial, yeah.
What was it like?
It was like a guy hitting a grandmother with a baseball bat who's in a wheelchair or something.
There's a lot of that time where it was very clear that it was fake. It was like there was one of the dude who was like fishing who would just accidentally fall into the river all the time.
Yeah.
It made me laugh first time I saw it.
Sometimes, I think about Ernest because those movies come out. They came out and like they didn't go to theaters. I don't know how I found out about them.
They were huge, though.
But I'd watch them.
Yeah. It was like most of what a
Where
video
would they
store
come
was
from?
An Ernest section.
I guess that happens now. I don't know anything that comes out now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she gets the doll. She gets the Megan doll, and the little thing is having a fun time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Megan's teaching her, and they're having a lot of fun. And then the aunt is like, guess what? You have to go to school now. Your mom had you homeschooled, so you didn't have any friends at all.
Yeah.
So no one cared about you. You're just going to exist in a world where...
Yeah.
The only person you know is your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So she takes her to school, takes her to outdoor school.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, it's like going through
and
something.
And they bring her daughter.
They
bring her doll.
They bring her the doll, even though she's like, I got to run tests on the doll.
That's a spoiler.
That's a spoiler. Let me say $45. That's a clean 90, I think, is what we're at now.
I get it. For which part?
The spoiler that
the
you
spoiler
did.
The spoiler you did.
Which part was the
something
spoiler?
Something about doing tests
something,
on her or something.
Yeah, something.
They had to do... Oh.
They did something. And you owe me about $90 for my foundation.
And you're weird.
And you're weird.
I'm being weird?
Yeah.
Okay. So, guess what happens?
Can I hit him?
Yeah, hit him.
Don't hit me. Ow.
Got him.
You can't hit me like that.
All right, what happens? Don't focus on the pain.
Yeah. Okay, then... The little thing is
Remember
going out.
Major Pain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great movie.
How did he talk?
What you just did is a damn on my name. Something like that.
Feel like every maybe 5 years, me, Whit, and CJ do watch Major Pain.
And it's good.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid. As a kid, saw it 400 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, me, CJ, Witt will watch Major Pain. Sometimes.
So how does this movie end, Rod?
Megan is freaking out. And guess what? She's free. She doesn't have to listen to nobody no more. She's a robot that can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And she is strong enough to lift a full-grown man.
Mm-hmm.
She can stab through anybody with
paper
cutter tool.
Like from the movie The Faculty, I think.
The blunt end of a paper cutter. She can stab it through somebody if she wants to.
Here's the thing. If you're building a robot, don't make it super strong. Make it to where you can easily bonk him on the head and he gone.
The robot's 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
And it's strong enough to lift the full-size man.
Yeah. Don't make a robot strong.
Don't do that. Be careful when you make the robot.
Yeah.
Ain't no reason to make a robot that is supposed to be friends with a child.
Yeah.
That's strong.
So, is that how it ends?
Yeah.
More or less. Then you gotta kill Megan. Mm-hmm. And guess what? She's back.
Yeah, she's back.
She and back. So how do you want to pay this night?
I don't know. You can't both hit me.
Why?
Because that's mean.
Literally, why?
Sorry. It's okay to be mean when they deserve it.
Exactly.
Anyway, Megan's a perfect movie. I give it a 10 out of 10.
You know what? You know what the sequel's going to be?
Huh.
You know what they missed out on? I put this as my Letterboxd review.
What?
The 3 as the E? Shouldn't the 4 as the A?
Yeah. Have both 3 and a 4?
Yep. Megan 34. And then the sequel, M, 5, G.
Yeah.
6.
M, 5.
It doesn't have to make sense.
But you just do one up from the next.
I really hope it does utilize the number.
Yeah.
In a nice way.
Because now what's their option? M2?
Yeah, I was thinking M2 again.
See, that just simply doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And you know they're probably already filming the sequel.
They gotta be.
Yeah.
In this day and age.
Huge success. They should have shot them back to back.
Mm-hmm. And that Blum guy directs them all, right?
I don't think so.
No, what's the other guy? The guy who...
Michael Blum directs them all. Yep.
What's that?
The guy who directed the Backwards movie.
I'm a Backwards Man, Backwards Man.
James Wan.
James Wan, yeah.
What's the Backwards movie?
Maligna.
Badashta.
He, produced this one?
Did he?
Yeah, it's the same writer as Malignant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, James Wan.
Malignant?
Badashta.
Wait, when you hear that clip, you hear Badesta?
That's how my brain... I know that's not what
you're hearing.
You're
hearing Modesto.
Badashta.
Oh. Let's see.
Badashta.
That's kind of what I hear.
How do I look for it?
Jamaican accent fail or something. Balagna.
Ooh.
That's what I hear. Balagna, I think, is exactly what I hear.
Wait, say it again.
Baliagna.
Mrashta.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh. Are you... Oh, Baliagna.
I 100% hear malignant.
Baliagna.
Baliagna.
Anybody who doesn't know, that video is a girl is asked to do a Jamaican accent. She thinks for a moment, and that's what she does.
Oh. Are you... Oh, Baliagna. Baliagna.
Yeah. Well, then, gang, we did it again. Can you believe it? We did yet another podcast, and
this is our third podcast today, and only two of them will be heard.
Mm-hmm. One's just for us. One's for the boys.
Yeah, just us boys catching up.
Oh wait, you guys should plug the movie.
Oh yeah, gang. Listen.
Sorry, making you guys.
We have a movie playing at the Alamo Draft House. Okay, it's only playing for 1 or 2 days. Cause you know why? Cause sometimes these theaters only sit about 4 or 5 people, and they get sold out real quick. And they're adding another one. So if you looked, and if you live in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Denver, Austin, or New York City, and it was sold out, check again. Because they might have added a second show. So,
yeah.
And that's in early
February. You'll get a chance
to ask
a
Q&A. We'll be there for some of these.
You can ask us questions like, why would you make something like this?
Yeah, what kind of, how big was the camera?
Oh, and I have answers for all that.
Yeah.
So.
Go do that. Go see us. Go see the tour.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye, gang.